Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go to the next step. And, I don't know. It was just a tough game to lose.
Dusty Baker, the last time he met with the media after the Nationals had been eliminated from the postseason. Second time in 2 years under Baker that they were knocked out in the division series round. The Cubs dispatching of them this year. The Cubs didn't play well in that division series and still advanced. They played even worse in the league championship series and got knocked out in five games and nearly swept by the Dodgers. The breaking news right now into 106.7 The Fan is that Dusty Baker will not be back with the Washington Nationals. Now, this will be termed by people as having been fired. That's not really what this is. His contract expired. He had to be re-signed to return to Washington. That will not be the case. Here is the statement from the Nationals that just came out. Quote, today the Washington Nationals announce that Dusty Baker will not return as manager of the club in 2018. The Lerner family, on behalf of the entire organization, would like to thank Baker for his 2 years in the dugout. He led the team to the first back-to-back division titles in our history and represented our club with class on and off the field. We wish him the best going forward. The contracts for the Major League Baseball coaching staff have also expired. The national search for a new manager will begin immediately, and we will work with that person to build his coaching staff. So what this means, Danny, is that this is not just Dusty Baker out. This is the entire coaching staff very likely out. The Nats could potentially handpick some of his assistants to bring back on that staff if they'd like to. But the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open. You can react right now. 800-636-1067. I got a million thoughts, so I'm just going to throw a few of them out there and we can get started.
Okay.
Number one, this was the right decision. This was not an easy decision. It's not going to be received well, I don't think. But I give the Lerners, first and foremost, and Mike Rizzo a lot of credit here, because Dusty Baker is very popular. Dusty Baker is beloved. Anytime you have fringe Hall of Fame credentials and the resume of Baker, it's going to be hard to bring someone in with more ethos and credibility in terms of what they've accomplished in their career than Baker. But the only question that matters, because the Nationals have 1 year left in this window, next year, that's it. Harper probably leaves. The only question is, do you trust Dusty Baker to win you a World Series next year? Do you think you can accomplish that goal without him? Because whoever manages this team, barring several injuries, you are handing them a mid-90s win roster, just like you did Baker the last two seasons. You did it with Davey Johnson, you won 98. You did it with Matt Williams, you won 96. You did it with Dusty, you won in the mid-90s. Now, he navigated the second season after a division title better than Matt Williams did and some of the other guys have, and that's why they went back-to-back for the first time. But you gave a guy a roster to make the division series as a starting point, and that's where they got, and they didn't get farther than that. The Red Sox just blew out John Farrell with the World Series championship with five recent successful seasons with back-to-back division titles. This happens. I would imagine Farrell, who's won a title, will get interviewed. The name that I would love is Alex Cora, who's the bench coach in Houston of the Astros and the ALCS. There's rumors that he could be going to the Red Sox. He and Brad Ausmus are interviewing for that job. Maybe the reason we find this out today is that they want to swoop in and make a move for Cora. I also liked Ron Gardenhire, the longtime manager of the Twins, who had six division titles in 9 years. He's already been hired by the Tigers. But this was a quick decision, and I think the reason is they're going to try to be a major player here because they know it's World Series or bust in 2018, and when you get rid of a guy who won 90-plus games and two division titles, I got to be honest with you, that's a World Series or bust move for the Nats.
So I have a completely different perspective on this, and let me give it to you. Bob Nightingale reported this. Chelsea Janes did as well. A number of other outlets have said, and this is from what Bob Nightingale just tweeted. The Nats were on the verge of giving a Baker a 2-year extension this summer until word leaked out, but told him it would be done after the year. Chelsea had something very similar. I think internally the Nationals wanted to do this. I really do. I think they wanted to extend Dusty Baker, and they liked him. Here is what I bet happened. I have no sources. I have no information. I'm just looking at past precedent here. I bet you Dusty marched into the office when they finally got down to negotiating and said, hey, I'm dramatically underpaid. I took less than market value. I took a third of what Joe Maddon makes. I took half of what Buck Showalter makes up north in Baltimore to come back and shepherd this team. I've been to back-to-back playoff series. I've won two division titles for you, 190-plus games over two seasons. Pay me market value. And I bet you that the Lerners said no because they don't value the manager position. They never have. They've never believed that you've got to spend on it. Look at the Bud Black fiasco as to how that leaked out, his well-below-market offer. Dusty accepted less than market. I bet you he didn't want to do that this time in his old age. And I don't blame him, by the way. I understand this. You can walk away if you feel like it. I think that's what changed. In addition to the postseason failures, I think they went in thinking they would bring him back. That's my suspicion. Again, I have no other evidence. Everything you said stands to reason. The other candidates that are out there, the idea that maybe you can't get past this point with this guy, he's great for the grind of 162, but not good for a playoff series. That's how why you and I from the outside support it. I'd be willing to bet some money that they had the intention of signing him and he demanded market value, basically, because he's been underpaid for a couple years. They said no thank you, and he said, fine, I walk away. That's my guess.
It's possible. I mean, here is, I think, what matters to me is that they have arrived at a point that is the correct point for this organization. Now, there are other factors, and there are other things that matter. They do not treat managers well. They just don't in this organization. Hopefully the next one is the right one, and they do. Jim Riggleman, remember, quit on the job. Davey Johnson, I think he was just long in the tooth. The plan was never that he was going to be a long-term answer, so that's a little bit different.
Right.
And Matt Williams was not a very good manager, to be completely honest with you. He had the same strategical flaws as Dusty Baker and half the people skills. So when you look at who they've had to this point, who should they have done better by? What should they have done differently? Well, they dramatically mishandled the search that landed with Baker. They got a great option in the end and a guy that was out of baseball, as we now know, maybe for a reason. But they lowballed the manager that Mike Rizzo wanted, Bud Black, and were embarrassed by everyone in baseball hearing the story of what they'd offered him. So that's a black eye. You know, this will be reviewed in some ways, I'm sure, by Dusty guys. He's got a lot of relationships and people who love him in the media, and he should. He's a great person who's had a great career. So they're going to get beat up a little bit for this. But I'm going to be honest with you, and I know that I am going to be dying on my own hill maybe on this one. I don't think they wronged Matt Williams. I don't think they wronged Jim Riggleman. I don't think they wronged Dusty Baker. And I think the Davey Johnson situation was kind of unique, known anyway before it started. So I think we overrate a little bit their managerial usage. It's surprising the way that they run through these guys, but they have not found their Dave Roberts. Danny, I'm sitting in Chicago broadcasting right now from NLCS coverage where I've been on the field interviewing Joe Maddon and Dave Roberts before and after all these games. The caliber and the difference of the situational usage of relievers, the way that matchups are played, the way that the game is managed in this series compared to the last one, it's crazy. And how good Dave Roberts is, and your bullpen can make you look good. He's got a group of five guys that have been outstanding. But every button he's touched has been the right one. He's just so fluid and calm, and he does everything that Dusty does on the bench with his guys who love him, in addition to being a strategical plus, not a minus. And that's, I think, what the Nats are craving. You know, Roberts hadn't had much experience. He wasn't a major league manager. The Dodgers were a team that was making the NLCS just about every year. They've gone 29 years without a World Series. They found the guy that could get them over the hump. And now the Nationals have to do the same thing. And it might be a young guy who hasn't managed. It might be a retread. Maybe you pay Jim Leland several million dollars, who just won the World Baseball Classic for Team USA, who's a million years old, and you ask him to come back. They've decided, and I think correctly, whether it was the Lerners or it was Rizzo or it was all of them or there was infighting, whoever made the call decided we got one more bite at this apple and we need to take a bite with someone who's going to do a little bit better by us in these series where every decision matters. Let's get to the phones in a minute. 800-636-1067. We're going to be reacting to this throughout the afternoon on Grant and Danny. There's no reason to navigate away. If you're just joining us, Dusty Baker is out as the manager of the Washington Nationals after two very successful seasons with division titles that took his team to the postseason. You're listening to The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.